AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A very contentious hearing for Attorney General William Barr today at the Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee. Chairman Gerald Nadler says Barr seems to side with President Trump and not the rule of law.
In your time at the department, you have aided and abetted the worst failings of the president.
While Attorney General Barr says there's one standard of justice without regard to politics.
I can tell you that I've handled criminal matters that have come to me for decision in this way. The president has not attempted to interfere in these decisions. On the contrary, he has told me from the start that he expects me to exercise my independent judgment to make whatever call I think is right, and that is precisely what I've done.
Barr also defended his investigation into Trump campaign ties to Russia, which he derisively referred to as the bogus Russiagate scandal. Dr. Oscar Hansen, who's professor of clinical memory research at Lund University, says studies on an experimental blood test for Alzheimer's show it's highly accurate at distinguishing people with and without the disease.
This test actually shows Alzheimer's disease early on. So also when you only have very minor memory problems, it's very accurate. Unfortunately, it's quite common that a lot of people with Alzheimer's disease do not get diagnosed and thereby do not get the symptomatic treatment that they should.
The testing identified people with Alzheimer's versus no dementia or other types of it with accuracy ranging from 89% to 98%. The U.S. government identified two suspected Russian military intelligence operatives who it believes are helping spread the disinformation through websites that have published extensively on the coronavirus pandemic, American politics, and international affairs. Officials disclosed for the first time the identities of those two individuals who they say have held senior roles in Russian military intelligence. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 205 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Who is this prophet to the whole country? Does one man really have the insight to know what's really happening? Get his free book at prophettoamerica.com. Is God's protective hedge around this country really gone? Can we expect worse than the coronavirus? Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com and download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com.
Relief factor, pain relief, it's natural. Pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you're in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal case, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P sent you.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Bars in Clark, Washoe, Nye, and Elko counties will stay closed at least for another week. Governor Sisolak made the announcement yesterday, some 2 weeks after ordering bars in seven Nevada counties closed in order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The governor also said the state is moving away from its phased reopening plan, admitting that the plan may not have been the fairest way to do it. Sisolak said the state's new approach will involve increased enforcement against businesses which are not following COVID-19 health and safety guidelines. District court jury trials, which have been scheduled to begin next month, have been canceled due to the coronavirus. But misdemeanor jury trials in Las Vegas Justice Court which shares the space at the Regional Justice Center, are still scheduled to go forward next week. Well, the show will not go on anytime soon at MGM Resorts, as the gaming company has notified most of its entertainment and sports division employees that they will be laid off effective August 31st. Many of MGM's 63,000 employees were told back in May that they would be furloughed until the end of August. With callbacks based on COVID-19's impact to the marketplace, company officials say they plan to reopen its entertainment and sports venues when it's safe to do so.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Still have a closure on that transition ramp as you leave 215 West to go northbound Airport Connector. There was a previous spill there. You can use Las Vegas Boulevard instead. Also, look for congestion on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. Kevin Wall is next.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday. Busy, busy show. How many of you had a chance this afternoon or late this morning to witness that horrendous thing they called a congressional hearing? It wasn't a typical congressional hearing, in that normally, when you're looking to have oversight, you end up looking for answers to questions. And the fact is, we just had none of it. It was a bunch of Demo-rats looking to make 90-second speeches, rants, if you will, and then asking a yes or no question of Bill Barr. And the minute he goes beyond yes or no, they cut him off. They say, reclaiming my time. And a great example of that was Bill Barr. And he was responding to Black Lives Matter and the violent protests. We've had 8 weeks of protest in Portland. 8 weeks, folks. It's time for the mob to go home. This was Bill Barr this morning, early afternoon. The Attorney General responding to a Black Lives Matter and violent protest. This is cut to go.
The demonization of the police is not only unfair and inconsistent with principles of all people should be treated as individuals, but gravely injurious to the inner city communities. When communities turn on and pillory the police, officers naturally become more risk averse and crime rates soar. Unfortunately, we are seeing that now in many of our cities. The threat to black lives posed by crime on the streets is massively greater than any threat posed by police misconduct. The leading cause of death for young black males is homicide. Every year, approximately 7,500 black Americans are victims of homicide. The vast majority of them, around 90%, are killed by other blacks, mainly by gunfire. Each of those lives matter. It is for this reason that in selected cities where there has been an upsurge in violent crime, we are stepping up and bolstering the activities of our joint anti-crime task forces. Finally, I want to address a different breakdown in the rule of law that we've witnessed over the past 2 months. In the wake of George Floyd's death, violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests to wreak senseless havoc and destruction on innocent victims. The current situation in Portland is a telling example. Every night for the past 2 months, a mob of hundreds of rioters have laid siege to the federal courthouse and other nearby federal property. The rioters have come equipped for fight, armed with powerful slingshots, tasers, sledgehammers, saws, knives, rifles, and explosive devices. Inside the courthouse are a relatively small number of federal law enforcement personnel charged with a defensive mission to protect the courthouse. What unfolds nightly around the courthouse cannot reasonably be called protest. It is, by any objective measure, an assault on the government of the United States. As elected officials of the federal government, every member of this committee, regardless of your political views or your feelings about the Trump administration, should condemn violence against federal officers and the destruction of federal property.
That's Bill Barr, and you heard the guy whispering. He's got another couple of minutes. this was embarrassing. The Democrats have to be embarrassed by this because they clearly had no interest in gaining information. More than anything, all they wanted to do was to score debating points. And while limiting Bill Barr to table scraps. Yeah, that's essentially what he ended up getting out of this thing. But I thought Bill Barr did great. Any of you see this? I mean, or maybe you've seen some of the clips since then. I thought he was amazing personally. We keep asking the question of how do we get the mob to go home? I keep asking that question. I know it sounds redundant. But I really mean that when I ask members of Congress, experts, folks from the Republican National Committee, I always ask the question because nobody seems to have an answer. Now, I finally found somebody that I think has an answer. And we'll see if this works. Let's go to Cut 5 and go to Ted Cruz, because today he introduced a bill to stop the mob violence. Let's go to Cut 5. This is Ted Cruz introducing a bill to stop the mob violence. Here it is.
You have a plan to bring these U.S. cities back. What is it?
Well, I do, and I think you're exactly right what you've reported this morning, which is that we're seeing growing violence. We're seeing physical assaults. We're seeing radicals who are trying to really tear down our society. And none of this should be complicated. You have a right to protest. I have a right to protest peacefully. We have a right to speak our minds. The First Amendment protects that. What you and I don't have a right to do is hurt somebody else. You don't have the right to physically assault someone else, to firebomb a police car, to loot and destroy a small business, to murder a police officer. And sadly, we've seen all of that in riots throughout the country. And all of that at the same time is being facilitated and even encouraged by Democratic politicians who have made a very cynical decision not to allow the police officers to actually do their job and protect physical safety, protect property. And so they've ordered the police officers to pull back, and they're letting their cities burn. And so I've introduced legislation. It's called the Reclaim Act, that says if you are injured or if your property is damaged during a riot, and the local officials have made the deliberate decision to withhold police protection, that you can sue that city, you can sue that municipality, and get triple damages. In addition, any city that refuses to provide police protection during a riot is denied eligibility for federal funds, because what these Democratic mayors and governors are doing, it is wrong, it's endangering people's lives, and it's denying the basic civil rights that every American is entitled to.
Unfortunately, that bill, I think, has been tried before via executive order. The president trying to withhold federal funds from California and from Los Angeles and from San Francisco. I don't know if that'll work. I really honestly don't know. This hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. No, that's been tried before. And then what they do is they go to the courts, and the courts tell you that, the executive branch can't deny money that was dutifully voted on in the Senate and the House and the Congress, that somehow you can't do that. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll find out. But at least somebody's talking about it. Somebody is at least talking about it. And if they're talking about it, maybe they'll end up passing something. But right now, we got to figure something out. By the way, how many of you were with us yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour? Anybody in the 5 o'clock hour? Because we had a whole host of people listening. And they had a lot to say about the governor. The governor, what did the governor do? The governor essentially said, we've gone from 7 counties that are in trouble. And we have the bars closed there. We have 7. We now have 4. Nye, Clark, Washoe, and Elko. So we're now down to 4 counties. And in a week, the governor is going to review those and might let us reopen the bars. And that means open the gaming in some of these bars. It's really ugly. And I've been out and about the last couple of nights, and it's so sad. And there are people who are sitting home. They're not working. They're laid off. That's what's so sad about this. We'll take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, another business, a Southern Nevada business that's making a difference. And this is a pretty cool concept where you can sit home on your sofa in your recliner, okay, and you can actually make money. You can actually make money. No, it's a novel way of making money. And I don't mean by collecting unemployment. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why. And I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature. protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, Fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, Fungus. Hello, Sandals.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Okay, the governor essentially paused us. We didn't go forward. We didn't go backwards. My question to you is enough enough? And I'm going to open up our phone lines just to see where you are. And if you're like me and it's time to reopen everything or close everything down, if you're going to close everything down, but leaving people in limbo like this is absolutely stupid. And what was interesting is he all but admitted this phase zero and phase one and two and three and four, that they don't work. And that what they're going to do is kind of an overall enforcement thing where they're going to have more enforcement people out. And if your bar or restaurant or casino is out of compliance, they can shut you down, which to me was always the fair thing. If somebody's not going to play by the rules, then okay. No, that has always been my deal, that if somebody wants to be out of compliance, if they want to make sure that everybody in the store is not wearing a mask, well, then penalize that particular institution, that business. You know, at one point they said 79% of the businesses across the state were in compliance. So why close those people down? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. And for those of you that never called this show, maybe you're new to the show, and that's okay. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. When the governor comes on last night, and we carried it live here on Live and Local. I mean, when we call ourselves Live and Local, we do it for a reason, because we are live and local. And basically, we carried, and our thanks to News 3, by the way. They were very gracious in allowing us to pick up their feed from Carson City. And one of the things I found interesting was that the governor, in announcing that essentially we're kind of stuck, at least for a week. Now, there are four counties that are still at risk here. Clark, Washoe, Nye, Elko. Those counties are still very much in play. Everybody else is free, and that's fine. It's great. Doesn't help us. And I guess the big thing is, for those of you that were listening or watching, and you saw the governor essentially say, well, this whole phase 1, 2, 3, zero, it doesn't really work. And I'm glad he's big enough to at least admit it and get us onto something that makes sense. And if you're going to mitigate, that's fine. If you're going to punish people, that's fine. But punish the people that are causing the problems. You know, don't tell me we're going to punish everybody. 79% of businesses across the state were in compliance, yet 100% ended up paying a penalty. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Blair on line one. Blair, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Hi, Blair. What's up?
Hey, you know what? I think that we should open up everything, schools, everything. There's enough evidence, even an immunologist out of Scotland says there's not been one transmission of disease from student to teacher worldwide. We have 600% increase in suicide because of economic downfall. We have more alcoholism, more spousal abuse because of isolation. I think it's way too politicized, and there's enough evidence that hydroxychloroquine does work, along with zinc and zithromycin.
And by the way, Blair, the president talked about it at his daily news conference. And he said, hey, I was on it for 14 days, and I'm still here. And I'm not hurting. I've told everybody and their brother that if I ever have to be wheeled into a hospital with the coronavirus, that the first words out of my mouth will be, hydroxychloroquine, please.
Yes. Well, I mean, and the other thing is that the people that really are dying are morbidly obese. They have other underlying thing, but if they get COVID, well, it's COVID that killed them. No, the other things were there before. And I'm sorry, but I have high blood pressure. I have diabetes. But I take it's under control. And I'm 67 years old, but I still work with kids. And I see 40 kids a day.
Are you afraid to be dealing with kids? Are you? I mean, cause I know some of the teachers, they say, some of the 50 and 60-year-old teachers in the Clark County School District say they don't
want. I'm not afraid of it at all.
You're not afraid of
it? Like I said, there's an immunologist out of Scotland said there's not been one case worldwide that has a transmission from child or student to teacher. And we ought to look at the way Sweden do it. I'm sorry, it's time to get back to work, to get our economy back.
Blair, I am with you. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Blair makes sense. Blair makes sense. This whole idea that we need to close everything down again. One of the things I think we're going to find at the end of the day, we're going to find out when the history books are written and then we have all this analysis and everything, and we learn more about the coronavirus, what we're going to find is that this whole stuff was needless. We didn't have to close everything down and have all the casinos close and all of the unemployment. That we don't really need to do that. Coming up, how would you like to stay at home